This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Do you do? It's the DJV program, 7 after the hour. I'm Doug, the D in DJV, Doug Steffen. The J is Jennifer, Jennifer Horn, and the V is Victoria Keelan, who's been told by one of our listeners, Donna, to tone it down. I don't think this person knows. I just tell Victoria to tone it down.
How can tone you what down, down your Donna?
Tone what down?
I think that it's probably, I have a sneaking suspicion that Donna may not
like
agree. Tell Victoria to tone it down. She really needs to be put in check. She's constantly talking over others in the show. She puts, I'm the one who does that. What are you talking about? Anyway,
why are we
people complain about
me. Maybe she's getting you too confused.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah, okay. Listen, happy to
what
have
you. What you don't realize is that everything here that you don't like, it's Doug's fault. So
yes. All right, my name's first on the moniker, and it's the biggest letter in the circle, so I guess that means the buck stops here. It flows uphill.
It also means you design the logo.
Well, some people that I know design the logo. Anyway, so Donna, thank you for your comment. Obviously, we were interested. We would have a Facebook page. We didn't want to hear your comments. Some of them are fun. Some of them are really amazingly intelligent. Some of them are just plain stupid. But help yourself. Facebook.com/DJV show. I will not ever categorize. Well, sometimes. Well, actually, I just flipped off of that page. But, yeah, okay. If you have something to say, say it. Some free country. Free speech, except if you're using it. Actually, on Facebook, it really isn't a free country, and you really can't say what you want, even if you're an obnoxious pain in the ass. You can't, you know, you ought to be able to say what you want to say. But it's a privately owned, see, that's what people don't understand. The other side of it is, it's privately owned, and so it doesn't belong, it's not a governmental agency, and it's not, you know, there's not
a
requirement.
You're agreeing to the terms of service.
Yeah, when you click the button. You never read it because it's 14 pages long.
No one ever reads it.
But, you know, that's what you do. Manage your life. We have new perspectives on things like town hall meetings tonight. This is kind of a, I don't know if it's a fiasco. It's kind of a free-for-all. One guy's doing it, so the other guy decided to do it. We got ABC and NBC involved. With either party. Did they ever accuse ABC of being what it actually is, pretty much on the left side of things, and NBC for being what it is, a little on the right, just a little eensy teensy bit with its content?
Right. NBC? I think it's the other way around. ABC is more on the more conservative or independent.
Oh, you
NBC's
think with
more on the left.
Stephanopoulos and Robin Rotten? No, I don't think so.
I just don't think any of them are even close.
Well,
to
that's true.
Them.
It's hard to find anybody who's other than that new WGN America. Things hard to find anybody who's just telling you the facts, please. This is the news. That's it. No comments. No BS. No people paid a lot of money to tell you what to think. You can figure it out for yourself. Hopefully, if we can maybe change the educational system so people actually learn how to think, maybe that's the first step here. In the meantime, we can't get everybody to learn how to think before the election. Not what to think. You didn't hear me say that. How to think. So how do we view the town halls tonight? What's going to be exciting or...
Well, remember tonight was supposed to be debate night. It was going to be debate number two. It was a town hall format that was supposed to happen. President Trump had his COVID diagnosis, and the debate commission, without really talking to either campaign, said, we're going to make this virtual. And Trump said, I don't want to do virtual. And so the debate eventually ended up canceled. So Joe Biden went to the networks and said, who wants to host me for a town hall? ABC grabbed the opportunity. And so ABC was going to do a town hall. Trump was going to do a rally. But then just a couple of days ago, it was announced that NBC and President Trump's campaign had come to an agreement and they would be hosting a competing town hall. Don't think for a minute Trump isn't going to be watching the ratings, because you know if the ratings... And maybe everybody will be. I guess it's probably not fair just to say Trump, but everybody will be curious to see who comes out on top in that ratings war tonight between ABC and NBC on the networks. One of the things that has come up over the last several days, and Victoria and I talked about this, off the air. Consume it as you will. I'll tell you the facts of the story, and you can decide where you fall. So a few days, and this is probably something that Trump will certainly bring up at his town hall, and Joe Biden should probably be asked about this during his, whether or not the media will do that. I don't know. Axios ran a story about how Joe Biden's the luckiest candidate that's ever run because the media is really soft on him and they don't really push him for a lot. So the New York Post ran with the story yesterday, and the story said that there's a computer repair shop in Delaware that was given a laptop and in 2017, and that laptop was supposed to be given to that store so that they could have the hard drive recovered. And during the guy never came back to pick up the laptop. The shop owner was looking at the information that was on the laptop and turned over the contents of it to the FBI because he believed that that laptop belonged to Hunter Biden. On the laptop was a 12-minute sort of sex video, I guess, kind of illicit with someone who was a woman who was believed to be a sex worker, we'll say that. And there were also images of him smoking crack in a bathtub, kind of like with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. Not the greatest looks for Hunter Biden that could be captured on video.
What's this got to do with what are they trying to align this with Joe Biden and like him because of his son?
There's more. Okay. So also on the tape, that was the salacious stuff. Also on the laptop were emails that had Burisma Capital, which is the energy group that Hunter Biden went to work for, where he's making $50,000 a month. And that's where Joe Biden said, I never helped him get that job. You know, I didn't even talk to him about it. Well, there's an email that directly says, thanks for setting up that meeting with your dad, Hunter. That was great. Like a thank you note from the third highest person on the board of directors at Burisma Capital. So that was kind of the big story yesterday. The gotcha is that Joe Biden has denied that that's happened, and the email is suggesting that no, it actually really did happen.
What do you expect him to say? Yeah,
In fairness, though, there are a lot of holes in this story. The FBI.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Joe Biden has already commented on the official calendar.
4 years ago, weren't there tapes flying all over the place of Trump naked in bed with some prostitute or something?
No,
I mean,
no, there was not.
There was some weird story about Russian hookers or something.
That was the dossier that was fake and created by the Hillary Clinton campaign that Obama knew about. Finish this story. Hold on a second. Then we'll go to some of the people that say it's true, it's not true, all that. So then fast forward now to this morning, there are more emails that have come out that talk about Hunter Biden pursuing a very lucrative deal, actually many deals, with China's largest private energy company, including one that said that would be interesting. This is a quote, interesting for me and my family. One email sent to Biden on May 13, 2017, with the subject line expectations included details of remuneration packages for six people involved in an unspecified business venture. Now, part of this is concerning because at the time, Joe Biden was vice president. In 2017, Hunter Biden's still trying to leverage his father's power, and this is something that Joe Biden has denied. Now, yesterday, when all of this came out, Joe Biden's campaign put a lid on their campaign at 10 a.m. So he stayed indoors all day yesterday, didn't really comment. Later in the evening, the Biden campaign came out and said, we checked Joe's records. There was nothing in the schedule about this at the time that it should have happened in terms of the meeting with Burisma Capital. Not unusual for the campaign to say that, and I wouldn't imagine that the vice president, if he was up to something like this, would even put it in his schedule. But there are many people on both sides who are saying that this story has a lot of holes in it. We do know that there are pictures. We do know that the emails have been released. The FBI is looking into it. And now the Senate is also doing an investigation into these emails. So that's kind of where...
The interview that this guy, Mac Isaac, did, the guy who owns the computer repair shop, the whole story is so shady. An unidentified person dropped off this waterlogged laptop. The person did not give their name, did not pay for the repair, never picked it up. So, right there, I'm a MacBook user, and a MacBook Pro is an expensive laptop. If I ever drop off something to get repaired, I want to get it back. And especially if it had all this smoking gun stuff on it, why would Hunter, let's say Hunter's going to drop it off, Why? Yeah, it's very. And then guess what? This did not. He didn't turn this over to the FBI. There were eventual conversations with the FBI, but Rudy Giuliani got this.
Yeah, he got
this is where the Post, Steve Bannon. This is where the Post got the story from.
Yes.
So to me, as a Biden supporter,
and what do we
this
know about the politics
cheese.
Of the
this
guy
is,
that owns the store? The computer.
Oh, he's a huge
repair.
Trump supporter. He's been very vocal about voting
okay.
Trump.
Next.
And,
okay,
next?
But. Well, that could be true, but there's also been claims about this type of behavior from the Bidens for a long time, and all you have to
no
do
question
is look at the
about
contracts.
That.
I mean, how does the guy?
Right.
I mean, how yeah. does the guy get who gets kicked out of the military for drugs, who by all accounts is a loser and has a lot of problems?
But he's not
about
running
Hunter
for
Biden.
The presidency.
I under Doug, listen to me finish
yes,
the sentence
dear.
First.
Okay, excuse me.
How does that guy go on to get a board position at Burisma making $50,000 a month? And the question is, did his dad use his influence to help him when he was vice president? And is that does that mean that now Joe Biden has a list of people that he owes? Does he owe China now? Does he owe Ukraine? Does he owe all of these places that aren't America because of the benefits
so do you
that
think, Jen, that all of that should be so it, that all of that should be public and transparent? Because I think that's a slippery slope for Trump to go down because we now know he owes $400 million in personal loans.
Well,
and the American public has a right to know who
let's
he
talk
owes.
About that. Because
who does he owe? It's not America.
Here's what's annoying about this whole story is that the mainstream media will not run it and Facebook and Twitter have censored it. And here's what ticks me off. The same set of circumstances came from the taxes that were allegedly leaked to the media. The media ran with that on Trump. They won't run with this story. Why not is the question, and the answer is that they're in the tank for Joe Biden,
well,
and that
Twitter
the country is not able to get their
the
I just want the country to know everything. The country can see Trump's tax returns. That's great. I want the country also to know that Joe Biden was negotiating deals for his family. I think that that's fair.
Well, so
I think transparency
Trump,
is
but
we know the reason you're
greatly.
Saying that is because you've seen something about that in the media. Have you seen this story about Joe Biden in the media carried on the mainstream outlets? No, you
well,
haven't.
This is breaking
that's,
everywhere
that's
right now. It's everywhere. This story is everywhere. You can just Google
so the
Joe Biden
remains,
Ukraine, and it's all over.
These
this
are the best
now.
Two qualified candidates to be running for president of the United States. That's my question. I don't
well,
really
this,
give a damn
but
what they're
what can we do about
of.
That?
Well,
if we all agree, no, then
what
fine. What
we can
what
do
can we
about
do
it
about
is
it?
Have a revolution and
a
figure
revolution,
out how we can
right.
change the way the country works, because it sure as hell isn't working in the direction that it's going right now. I think we should need a course of, let's have some fried chicken. We change. Anybody ever have fried chicken for breakfast, by the way?
No.
Have you ever had?
I know chicken and waffles are very popular, but
yeah,
that's not my thing.
They are. Hot honey butter on it. Yeah, how about that?
You don't even eat fried chicken.
At your dinner. I know, but it makes me feel, when I introduce that into my brain, it makes me feel better than listening to all of this stuff back and forth about these two guys. That it gives me a headache. I'd rather be. I'm thinking as I visualize the fried chicken, the biscuits, the honey, the butter. My mind goes into a wonderful place. Just the imagining the aroma of what that stuff smells like, or you know anything that gets my mind off of this other stuff. Whew. Okay, now speaking of mind, how's yours? Taking care of it. Taking care of your brain. Some people think the mind and the brain are one in the same. And you have to have a good brain in order to have a good mind, if you follow my drift. And if you're taking the dietary supplement Prevagen, you're on your way to keeping your brain healthy and therefore having a better life. What good is your life if you've got anything in your brain, right? So please take care of your brain. If you're taking care of your body, take care of your brain. Add the proven brain health supplement to your daily routine. All natural ingredients. Prevagen will, I think, prove in a short period of time. By the way, if you're having trouble, like I have slips every once in a while, short-term memory. I take this stuff every night before I go to bed, vitamin D and lots of other natural things. And I can feel myself thinking and being better in the morning when I wake up. Important to have a good, strong brain. Get it with Prevagen. For a healthier brain, better life, get it where supplements are sold. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can...
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's time for me to shine, Victoria.
Yeah, this is your moment.
My moment to shine.
Your moment of the week.
Yeah, Throwback Thursday for the next 5 minutes, the top five songs. And the week that Victoria has chosen is 1965. This week in 1965 saw Jerry Lewis, who was Jerry Lewis's son. That's how he got anywhere. He didn't know how to sing, really, and he managed to put a band together, and he got on his father's show, and therefore he was...
Oh, so Hunter Biden's not the only one who benefits from...
from having a
famous dad. Yeah.
Yes, that's true. Number five, called Everybody Loves a Clown. Crank it up. The simple lyric line. Yeah, everybody loves the clown.
So was this just one hit wonder, and that was it?
I know, he had three or four big songs, matter of fact. But they all sounded just like this. They all were the same. A lot of the songs in the 60s, you know, played off of other songs that had been popular, and so the songs pretty much all sounded the same. Everybody loves a clown. La 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 la. Number four. This week in 1965, studio group Gentry's Keep On Dancing and a Prancing. This is great. I love this song. Crank it up. Dancing and a Prancing. Keep on dancing and a prancing. Hear that? The guy, very talented organist there. And the drummer kept right up with him. Woo-ha! You all set? Want to have a dance, Victoria?
Sure.
Keep on dancing and a prancing. All right, here we get to the heavy stuff. Number three, the Stones. Hey, you, get the hell off of my cloud.
This is one of my ultimate favorite Stones songs.
It's a fabulous song. Yeah.
I just love their 60s sound.
Yeah, I do too. No, no, no. And they're talking to themselves while they're doing this, too, by the way. If you listen carefully, you can hear them sort of doing a little warm murmur in the background. Yeah, baby. And these guys are all... They were three sheets to the wind, I'm sure, when they recorded this. Or maybe more. Yeah.
Well, 3 Keith Richards, probably.
What's that?
Keith Richards, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Right, exactly. All right, come on. Crank this up, Bill. It's the first year of the disc jockey. It's one of the first songs I played on the air, matter of fact. As was the next song, came out in the late summer of 1965. Another studio group called The Toys. This was a remake of a very well-known concerto that they made into pop music. A lover's concerto, in fact. You heard this before, Victoria?
This is not ringing a bell.
Really? All right. Well, let's see if we can make it mean something to you. All right, Phil. I'll keep quiet and listen to the lyric line. Very intelligent. Right. I always get to the point when I introduce, listen to the lyric line, we get to the instrumental part of the chorus. All right, anyway, that's number two. Number one is the important song of the week. In 1965, the Beatles had more songs at number one or in the top five or top ten than you could count. This song stayed at number one for 4 weeks in a row. I Believe in Yesterday. Suddenly.
I'm not half the man I used to be.
Listen to his voice. That's Paul. Sounds pretty much the same now, I think, don't you?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so there you have it. Top five songs this week in 1965. Everybody Loves a Clown, Keep on Dancing, Get Off of My Cloud, Lover's Concerto, and Yesterday at 28, and it's about 28 past even up here on the DJV show.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now. Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today is the last day of the Amy Coney Barrett Supreme Court confirmation hearings. The Senate Judiciary Committee will gavel in at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, and we'll be hearing from witnesses both for and against Judge Barrett. On Wednesday, things got a little testy between Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas and Illinois Democrat Senator Dick Durbin.
They don't have substantive criticisms.
Mr. Chairman, may I make a point of personal privilege?
Of course.
We're in the midst of a COVID-19 crisis, a pandemic, and some members are in their offices following this on television, and to suggest their absence here means they're not following or participating is incorrect.
Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci says families may need to cut back this Thanksgiving. Fauci saying last night that Americans might have to sacrifice social gatherings because of the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of the top stories of the day, a new report claims Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, is connected to a Ukrainian businessman while his father was the vice president, and the vice president knew about the relationship. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News this is a story we need to be following.
These accusations are as serious as four heart attacks and a stroke. Now, we're talking about a major party nominee for president of the United States of America with an election right around the corner. And every single solitary responsible news organization needs to be investigating the veracity of these allegations.
Sports is continuing to be impacted by the coronavirus.
The pandemic continues to impact sports calendars as Saturday's college football game between LSU and Florida has been postponed after a coronavirus outbreak in the Florida program. The Southeastern Conference postponed the game after 18 Gator players tested positive. Florida had shut down football activities on Tuesday after the first handful of positive tests. The game has tentatively been rescheduled for December 12th. And for the first time in 77 years, the NFL will not hold a Pro Bowl after this season. The league announced Wednesday it will forego this season's edition of the game, scheduled to take place in Las Vegas, as it focuses on playing a full season and postseason in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program. I am older today than I was yesterday. Victoria, you are as well. Do you feel like you're the same person today? Some people say, I'm the same person I was 10 years ago.
I would hope not.
No, right.
But
exactly.
See, you're being very glasses half empty because we're older than we were yesterday, but we're younger than we'll be tomorrow. So
yes!
Glasses half full. All today right, so is there. The youngest you and I will ever be.
We have been younger, but we will
right,
not be
younger.
Right,
but going forward in the future, this is the youngest we will ever be as
what do you
we
think your
age.
Life will be like 10 years from now? You'll be older, wiser, same, better looking, more vibrant, more excited about the opportunities in the world. What do you think?
Well, I think everyone should hope for all those things, right?
Yeah, why not? See, thoughts are things. Put those into your mind. It's a very interesting reality. I was looking at some of the ratings for various television programs. You know, the TV world has been shaken because you can't do episodic. What do they call it? It's not, they call them procedurals. That's what they're in the business. They're called procedurals.
Most of the scripted dramas, all the shows that we love that have not been in production for a while.
No, right. So now we have sports taking over prime time. You notice that? Clicking around last night, every major channel was all football. Mm-hmm. All sport, well, not that. There's baseball and...
Baseball and football.
Yeah.
So basketball's done. So.
But there was somebody who did an expose on this in one of the national newspapers, and I forget which, may have been USA Today, looking at the cause for the TV ratings decline in sports. And there are different angles you can take. People don't like it when the football players do a knee. That has affected it to a point. I guess probably it has. But think about it in general. The ratings that they're comparing it to are the procedurals that were there last year at this time. So when you look, NBC's ratings this year are not as good as they were last year. Well, it's because people are really not getting what they want because what they want isn't available. So now I find myself looking around more at the, you know, you've been after me for a long time. I have Netflix. I have Amazon. I have CBS All Access. I forget what else. I got a bunch of other things. And I'm actually looking now at some of the shows there because I don't want to watch sports. And I can't find the shows that I like because they aren't there. So I go find something else, new favorites, if you will. But the thing that's frustrating, Victoria, about it is that you don't have enough. Like the Jack Ryan thing on Amazon. There's only 8 episodes. I find myself, I guess it's good, I want more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a show called Bosch that has Williger, what's his first name, I forget, the very well-known character actor who plays this cop in L.A., and it's a pretty good show. But there aren't enough episodes for me. I mean, I'll get into it, but it's quickly over. I think that people who are in the television business, they keep saying, or the advertisers love this because this way they can beat down the buyers. You know, the way the system works in radio and television is that we all have sales forces and they go to the various agencies and try to get them to buy time on our network or our program. And the buyers love, talk about negative Nellies. Woo! Well, your program doesn't have this, and your program doesn't have that. And I say through the people who represent me, you know what? Maybe it doesn't. But it has one thing. It has listeners. And the listeners could be maybe there's more women than men. Maybe they're a little older. Whatever it is. But they're listeners. You're trying to sell stuff. And so maybe you don't pay as much. But have them continually ripping apart. Oh, the ratings aren't as good this year. No. What is better this year than last year? Give me one thing that's better. You got one thing in your life?
That's well, this is a very broad question. Are we talking about advertising? I'm confused. Yeah, advertising?
I'm just talking about in general, what's better this year than last year? I look around and I see a number of things. My cows are healthier this year for whatever the reason. I haven't had the, you know, they don't have to worry about getting COVID. We've had a pretty good year progressing toward what we need to do to save the farm. My personal life, it's about the same as it was last year. It's not worse, not better, it's about the same. And so your life, I think, is better because your husband's been around and you've enjoyed it. Your husband's been working from home.
We've been lucky, yeah.
Yeah,
very lucky.
I think you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's something to look at. So in that way, you are better off, and maybe you're more able, maybe you're more fulfilled. Anyway, I'm just giving an overview.
Well, going back to what you were talking about with the production stuff, most of the shows are now back in production.
Yes, they are.
So the popular ones, you know, they've... They're on social media. If you follow any of the actors of shows that you really enjoy, you can see that, you know, they've got people on set wearing masks and stuff, but they're moving forward. And I think that because there has been such a lack of, you know, there aren't really any fall premieres that normally this time we would have a whole
January,
bunch of new shows.
January,
so, yeah, but I think the good news is we're not going to have to wait that long. I think they're going to be fast-tracking stuff as much as possible.
They are. I told you the story about my friend Tucker, who's the star of the new NBC show Debris, which they were filming up in, I laugh about
it. Is that Vancouver? Is that where he is?
Up in Vancouver, shooting it. And the first episode has him, as you might imagine, chasing a bad guy. See, he's usually, by the way, his career is mostly...
Does he play a cop or something?
He's played a bad guy. He plays a federal investigator, along with a lady from England, who are investigating debris that's found all over North America, and they're trying to identify where it came from.
Is it like an alien kind of thing?
Well, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Cool.
Yep. Yeah. So anyway, he's chasing a bad guy, and he gets his... It kind of reminds me of the story we had. Remember Kara broke her leg when she was running down the track in the park? Well, he was chasing the bad guy, and he tripped on something, and he messed up his ankle. So he's got a big, and they shut, you know, they had to shut down production of the show because, and that was only in the first week.
Oh, man.
So, in the stars, retrograde, all that good stuff. I think this is a good move. Saudi Arabia has been voted off the Human Rights Council. Why has it taken so long would be my question, Victoria.
That's a good question. Yeah. Well, why is China still on it? There are a lot of questions here, but yes, after 2 years, well, it's been 2 years now since Jamal Khashoggi was killed and dismembered inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, so Saudi Arabia has now lost its seat on the Human Rights Council. The voting was a representation of 47 countries in the UN body, and so Saudi Arabia finished fifth in secret balloting for a contested seat. However, they lost that seat to China. So, which to me isn't a whole lot better, because we talk about it could be worse actually, right? But even Russia and Cuba have secured places on the council, so it's a big slap in the face to Saudi Arabia. But who knows? I mean,
Cuba, I don't have a problem with. I hope. Depending on who gets elected, we can normalize relationships again with Cuba. To not do business with Cuba is nuts.
Felt like a retaliation against Obama policies.
Maybe.
There was no reason to shut down. That was going to open up a whole new avenue for tourism, on the American side.
It's a fabulous place. I've never been there. I wanted to go down and do a program.
I have a friend who's been there, and she just said it was incredible. But for tourism, not just for Cuba, but for American companies, the cruise industry was going to really make a lot of money going into Cuba, and that's something that right now they could use the cruise industry could use the help. So I if Biden wins, I think that's probably something that he's going to do almost immediately.
Yeah, I would think so. A lot of things will change in that department. Just an aside, did you see that Barron Trump had COVID?
Yes,
as well?
I think he didn't really have any symptoms thankfully.
No.
So he was okay. And Melania wrote a blog post, or it was posted on a letter or something was posted on the White House website. And she didn't have a bad case either. She basically said she took a lot of vitamins. And she just ate really well. And
have a good, strong immune system. Her husband eats terribly, doesn't do much to take care of himself, it would seem. She posted, luckily he's a strong teenager. He looks like a pretty tall kid.
Very tall. He's taller than Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's extremely tall.
Yeah. All right, in a moment, we take on some food news, boys and girls. And so if you're hungry, stick around. And I promise there won't be anything about fried chicken in the overview. As you know, Mike Lindell from MyPillow has a real passion to help you get the best rest every night. And he hasn't stopped by creating the best pillow. He's created a whole thing. If you go to MyPillow.com, you see all sorts of things that are built around you having a great night's rest. The special this week, Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look great. They feel great. You'll get a better night's rest because they are great. The world's best cotton is used. Mike found it over in Egypt, the Giza cotton. Ultra soft, breathable, very durable. The Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So, when you are resting on this, you'll think, okay, well, maybe I should have more of these. Well, you don't have to think about that because right now, if you buy one set, you get another set free. Plus, using the DJV code, you get free shipping. So go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, if you please, and order the Giza sheets. Buy one, get one free. The BOGO sale on Giza sheets right now. And if you'd like to, if it's more convenient to call, you don't want to use the, you don't want to use the internet, fine. Don't want to use the computer, call 800-716-5989. Use the DJV code, get the same deal. That's 800-716-5989. Or if it's easier, go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV at checkout.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now. Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
You may meet in an office or on a video chat. Your commute might now be measured in feet, not miles. How you do business may have changed, but Staples will always have everything you need, like ink and toner, webcams, and networking accessories. Right now, earn 40% back in rewards when you buy any two ink or toner cartridges. Shop in-store, online, or pick up curbside. And save big. Staples. Ends 10/17. While supplies last, exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/40in rewards. Curbside available in most stores.
All right, 47 after the hour now, 13 before the new hour on the Thursday, October 15th, the Ides of October. Some food news, Victoria. Panera Bread. Remember when it became the first national restaurant chain to disclose the calorie counts on its menu?
Yeah, I try to look away because their food is delicious, but it is not low-cal.
No, it isn't. Not at all. So now, though, they're going to lead the charge in labeling items as climate-friendly. So this is how this works. When the ingredients of the salads or sandwiches or soups have a footprint of less than 5.38 kilograms of carbon dioxide equivalent, the menu item will carry a badge proclaiming it's cool food. It's a cool food meal. How in the world are they going to find that, though? Where is that information? That's got to be awfully hard to come by. Apparently, they're working with an environmental food think tank calculating the carbon footprint of the menu. Do you think that's going too much into the weeds, or do you think this will make a difference?
No, I think this is appealing to the millennials audience. I think this is, there are so many people.
So they know
who
their audience is then.
I think so. And, and I think that, I think it's a smart move. It can't hurt. If you're a person who doesn't care about climate change and you like Panera food, it's not going to change your world.
You'll go to McDonald's if you don't care.
Yeah. I mean, or you'll just go to Panera anyway because you like the food. You like how it tastes, you know.
Grains,
but if you are someone
veggies,
who wants to kind of know what you're consuming and how it's affecting the planet, which a lot of younger people, that's how we feel. I mean, I'm certainly one of them.
It does a lot to raise awareness.
Mm-hmm. It does. Look, the thing about the calorie counts, that was very controversial when that happened. And Mayor Bloomberg was my mayor in New York when this happened, when he passed that legislation in New York, that if you had a certain number of chain restaurants, you had to list all the calories. It was a wake-up call for people to realize what they were consuming.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, time to play Hail with the Chief French style. Victoria and I were just talking about the music during the Napoleonic era in France. Isn't it funny what you come across when you're not expecting to look for it? Who, I did not wake up this morning thinking, I want to know all I can about the Napoleonic era of classic music. And yet here we are. What kind of music did Napoleon like? You're listening to it. And so that plays into, Chucker's not here for Movie Moments today, but Victoria is following an updated story about a new movie about Napoleon, right? Is that what
this
is?
This is, I'm actually excited about this. So Joaquin Phoenix, after he won the Oscar for his role in
Perfect
Joker.
Perfect choice to play Napoleon, by the way.
Yeah, he has not signed on to do anything, and this is the first role now. He will play Napoleon Bonaparte in a new movie directed by Ridley Scott. It's called Kit Bag. Terrible name. However, here's where it comes from. There is a phrase from, I guess Napoleon is quoted as saying this, or it's attributed to him. Quote, there is a general staff hidden in every soldier's kit bag. And so they will, that's where they got the name of this movie from. I still think they could have come up with something better. But the movie will chronicle Napoleon's origins, his rise to becoming the emperor, and it will be told through the perspective of his volatile relationship with his wife, Josephine. And so it's written by David Scarpa, who is the screenwriter who wrote All the Money in the World. Do you remember that movie? That was about That was with Mark Wahlberg and Michelle Williams. There were other famous actors were in it as well. It was the true story of some wealthy family who someone gets kidnapped.
Oh,
the daughter gets kidnapped.
Yeah. I do remember that.
Was it the Getty family? It was some famous wealthy family.
It was the Getty family. Yeah.
So it's the same screenwriter, so that's probably a good sign as well. But, I think that'll be, I think that's going to be interesting. I don't know who's going to play Josephine yet in this movie, but I'm a big fan of Joaquin Phoenix, so I'm excited to see him in this role.
Yep. All right, a little gossip. Gwyneth Paltrow has a podcast called Goo, right? Isn't it Goo?
It's Goop.
Goop.
It's her website,
Goop.
It's the Goop podcast.
So she had Kate Hudson on with her, and they were talking about the best stars and their kissing, or the worst. Apparently, there's some pretty vivid descriptions of Kate Hudson kissing Matthew McConaughey. It's not all over his face. And that sounds wonderful.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because McConaughey and Kate Hudson did two movies together.
Yes.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, which is one of my favorite
rom-coms
of all
time.
Very
cute. Yeah,
their
cute
chemistry
movie
was just insane.
Very good.
And
then
they did Fool's Gold, which was not a good movie. But their chemistry was good, but it's just the movie itself was not good. They tried to capitalize, I think, on their chemistry, and they really left a lot out of the script.
Yeah.
But so she said that kissing him was not that fun.
Great.
And
no.
Gwyneth Paltrow is one of her best friends is Robert Downey Jr., and he's the one who convinced her to be in the Iron Man movies. So I guess she said kissing him was like kissing her brother.
Yeah.
Which makes
sense
because they're such good friends.
Yeah, right, exactly. You want to kiss. It would be like you and me kissing.
Ew, don't even put that out there, please.
All right, next. Okay.
I wish Jen was here.
I know. Save it for tomorrow. Anyway, I've never kissed Jennifer on the lips. I kissed her on the cheek and stuff when we've had Christmas parties and birthdays.
Well, I would hope that would be it.
Ew. Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes friends do kiss on the lips. I think that's gross, but they do. I don't know why. Well,
I've never
kissed. Subject for a different movie.
Yeah.
All right. Next. Something else.
The next story. So if you are a friend of a fan of 1995's Mallrats, which was written and directed by Kevin Smith, he is now expanding the franchise, and he said the entire original cast will be back in 2021, and it takes place in 25 years after the original. There are some new characters, but essentially this movie will be about Brody, the character Brody, and his daughter. So this originally starred Shannon Daugherty, Jeremy London, Ben Affleck, Claire Forlani, Michael Rooker. There were a lot of Jason Mewes. They were kind of unknown at the time. Joey Lauren Adams as well. So it'll be interesting to see everybody back. I hope Shannon Daugherty is healthy enough to appear in it. She seems to be hanging in there.
Issues,
but hopefully that'll work out for them.
Yep. All right. Well, so there you go. I went to the movies last night and wasted an hour of my life watching a Robert De Niro film. Usually anything
it's
he's in, I want to
movie.
Go see. I know it is, but it's stupid. It isn't for me, that's for sure. Any adult.
It's rated PG. It's for kids.
Well, it's about a grandfather who has trouble with his grandson because he comes to live in the house and the kid gets displaced. It's a foolish concept for a foolish movie. Waste of time. But what you'd expect to see in the theaters now, because nobody's going anyway. 59 past.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.